This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the Rozgar Mela reflects the government's commitment to empowering the youth and making them catalysts in building a Viksit Bharat. He said that today the world acknowledges that India possesses two boundless strengths. One is demography and the other is democracy. The Prime Minister was speaking at the 16th Rozgar Mela after distributing over 51,000 appointment letters to newly appointed youth in various government departments through video conferencing today.
सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी और सबसे बड़ा लोकतंत्र युवाओं का यह सामर्थ्य हमारी भारत के उज्जवल भविष्य की सबसे बड़ी पूंजी भी है और सबसे बड़ी गारंटी भी है.
Congratulating the new recruits, Mr. Modi said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youths have already secured permanent jobs in the central government. He added that these young individuals are now playing a major role in nation building. Mr. Modi emphasized the growing ecosystem of startups, innovation and research being developed in the country, stating that it is enhancing the capabilities of the nation's youth.
आज जब मैं नौजवानों को देखता हूं कि वे अपना स्टार्टअप शुरू करना चाहते हैं तो मेरा भी आत्मविश्वास बढ़ जाता है. मुझे खुशी होती है कि मेरे देश का नौजवान बड़े विजन के साथ तेज गति से आगे बढ़ रहा है.
Highlighting the government's focus on creating new employment opportunities in the private sector, the Prime Minister noted that the government has recently approved a new scheme, which is the Employment-Linked Incentive Scheme. He further emphasized that one of the India's greatest strengths is the manufacturing sector, stating that a large number of new jobs are being created in manufacturing. He mentioned that over 11 lakh jobs have been generated across the country through the PLI scheme alone. The Prime Minister also highlighted that the country is setting new records in defence manufacturing, noting that India's defence production has crossed 1.25 lakh crore rupees. Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah inaugurated the new state office building of BJP in Thiruvananthapuram today. Mr. Shah also unveiled a bronze half-bust of former BJP state president K.G. Marar in the central hall of the new building and planted a sapling in the office compound. Mr. Shah addressed a ward-level leadership meeting of BJP at Puttarikandam Maidan in Thiruvananthapuram.
भारतीय जनता पार्टी के लिए कार्यालय ये हमारे लिए मंदिर की स्थान जितना पवित्र स्थान है. कार्यालय के बगैर विचारधारा कार्यकर्ता तक पहुंचती नहीं है. विचारधारा के बगैर के कार्यकर्ता भारतीय जनता पार्टी में कल्पना ही नहीं कर सकते हैं और कार्यकर्ता बगैर की भारतीय जनता पार्टी इसका कोई अस्तित्व ही नहीं है.
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position, one after another, with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. The Election Commission has said that over 74% of around 7.9 crore electors in Bihar have submitted their enumeration forms during the last 17 days of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral roll in the state. The Commission added that forms can be submitted until the 25th of this month. The poll body said in the second phase of SIR drive, booth-level officers are going house to house to assist the electors and collect their filled enumeration forms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inclusion of the Maratha military landscapes in the prestigious UNESCO World Heritage List. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every Indian is elated with this recognition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.